three-account payday routine in 30 minutes. This routine handles fixed expenses the day after payday, moves the remaining money to a CMA, and then allocates the investment portion between an ISA and a pension savings account. It also explains each account's role, the formulas, and how to apply the routine under different conditions. Set the day your salary or business income arrives as the reference date. The day after the reference date, automatically transfer fixed expenses such as credit card payments and loan repayments. Move the balance remaining after fixed expenses to a CMA and manage it as reserve funds. Send the investment portion to an ISA and a pension savings account and confirm that the actual products are purchased each month. The payday 30-minute routine involves paying fixed expenses the day after receiving your salary and transferring the remaining money to a CMA. The portion set aside for investment goes to an ISA and a pension savings account. Freelancers can use the date they receive income as the reference date. Reference document, Park Gomhi's explanation of the payday 30-minute routine. Check the latest terms for each account in the financial company's product description. Payday 30-minute routine steps. The core sequence is to confirm income, pay fixed expenses, move reserve funds, and execute investments. Do not empty the balance of your salary account first. Transfer only the amount remaining after fixed expenses have been withdrawn. Receive your salary or business income in a bank account. Set fixed expenses to be withdrawn the following day. After the withdrawals are completed, transfer the remaining money to a CMA. Allocate the investment portion between an ISA and a pension savings account. Confirm that the actual products are purchased on the designated date each month. Fixed expenses include credit card bills and housing subscription savings contributions. Loan principal and interest payments can also be handled in the same sequence. Set the withdrawal date after the date your salary is actually deposited. Comparison of the roles of three accounts, the three accounts' separate cash storage, medium-term investment, and retirement preparation. You should distinguish the purpose of the funds before focusing on the account names. The actual investment products available may differ by financial company. Account role in the routine, what to check when using it, CMA, a holding place for cash remaining after fixed expenses are paid, rate of return, how returns are paid, and whether deposit protection applies, ISA, a tax-advantaged account for stocks, ETF, an asset allocation account type, eligible. Investment products, mandatory holding period, and maturity pension savings, account long-term retirement fund management, tax credit conditions and taxes on early withdrawals, IRP consideration for additional retirement funds, and tax credits, fees, investment restrictions, and early withdrawal. Requirements: a CMA is a financial investment product that allows deposits and withdrawals at any time. The calculation and payment of returns vary by product. Not all CMAs receive the same protection. Transferring money into an ISA alone does not complete the investment. The funds are invested only after products are purchased within the account. Check the maturity and early withdrawal conditions before entering into a contract. Summary: by circumstance, the applicable criteria vary depending on the type of income and when the funds will be used. The recommendation that young people increase the proportion allocated to an ISA is an investment suggestion. It is not a statutory eligibility requirement or a guarantee of returns. Circumstance reference date items to check. First, account management approach. Salaried employee with a regular payday, monthly payday. Whether fixed expenses will be withdrawn the following day, transfer the remaining money to a CMA. Freelancer with irregular income dates, the day income is received. Money needed for taxes and fixed expenses, apply the same sequence to each deposit when a medium-term lump sum is needed. Regular income date, when the funds will be used, check ISA terms and liquidity when retirement preparation is the priority. Regular income date, ability to maintain the account long. Term, consider the proportion allocated to pension savings when seeking additional tax credit capacity, annual contribution. Planning date, income and deduction limits. Consider whether to add an IRP. Freelancers should not regard all their income as investment funds. Separate fixed expenses and necessary cash first. Funds for tax payments must also be calculated separately. Calculation example, you can create the calculation structure for this routine without assuming specific amounts. Let the salary amount be S and fixed expenses be F. This month's investment amount is represented by I. S is deposited into the salary account. Fixed expenses F are withdrawn the following day. The amount transferred to the CMA is SF. I is sent to the ISA and pension savings account. The CMA balance becomes SFI. For example, only three accounts are used: a CMA, an ISA, and a pension savings account. The investment amount, I, is divided between the ISA and pension savings account. The process is complete only after confirming once a month whether the products were purchased. This calculation does not assume a rate of return. It also does not include the tax credit amount. Those figures must be checked based on the products subscribed to and the individual circumstances. Checks to keep the routine on track, separating automatic transfers from purchase confirmation, makes it easier to identify omissions. Automating transfers does not guarantee that investments will be executed. Create a checklist in the following order. Mark your payday or income date on the calendar. Check the relevant account providers and automatic payment institutions' guidance to determine when to confirm whether fixed expenses have been withdrawn. Record the amount transferred to the CMA after the withdrawals. Check the relevant financial institutions' guidance to determine whether a product purchase date can be registered. Check for any cash balance that has not been invested. For irregular income, an event-based trigger is more suitable than a fixed date. Use the deposit notification as the signal to begin the routine. Repeating the same sequence allows you to identify where anything was missed. Common mistakes. The most common misconception is that opening accounts or transferring money completes the process. You must check the actual balance and purchase status of each account. Pay particular attention to the following. Transferring the entire salary balance before fixed expenses are withdrawn. Treating a CMA like a fixed-rate bank deposit. Depositing money into an ISA without purchasing any products. Check the ISA's mandatory holding period and each product's maturity in the relevant financial institution's official guidance. Adding an IRP without checking the tax credit conditions. Putting money needed for short-term living expenses into a pension account. The three accounts are not a list of mandatory accounts. They are an operating plan for simply separating funds by purpose. If your existing accounts meet those purposes, avoid opening duplicate accounts first. What to check before implementing the routine? Check the costs and restrictions for each account. Tax conditions vary depending on the individual's income and contribution circumstances. Compare the product descriptions using the following procedure. Check the CMA type and whether deposit protection applies. Check the ISA type and which products can be purchased. Review the ISA's mandatory holding period and early withdrawal conditions. Compare the fees for pension savings, accounts, and IRPs. Recheck the tax credit conditions using guidance from the National Tax Service. Terms may differ even when products have the same account type in their names. Financial information is available through FINE, the Financial Supervisory Service's Financial Consumer Information Portal. Follow the National Tax Service and the guidance for the relevant year regarding tax criteria. Reference document and sources for verification. The starting point for this routine is the Payday 30-Minute Routine, introduced by Park Gomhee. Check Stable Restaurant for an explanation of its specific purpose and how the accounts are used. That explanation does not include the original text of any laws or official FAQs. Check financial company product descriptions for CMA and ISA terms. Materials from the Korea Financial Investment Association may also be consulted regarding financial investment systems. Check the National Tax Service for tax credit criteria